Well, the World Health Organization says the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is likely to spread further and poses a very high global risk. What will the battle against the Omicron strain look like? In-depth analysis now from Dr. Dean Finelli, patent attorney with Cooley LLP in Washington and an expert in pharmaceutical technology. Dean, your initial reaction when we learned of the new strain?
Initially, I was surprised. You know, when we think about we're just getting through Delta and, you know, really sent things sideways. We saw that light at the end of the tunnel last March. Delta came around and really was a reality check. I didn't expect to have another variant of concern so quickly, although, you know, one never knows. We're seeing these mutations, particularly on the spike protein, that have World Health Organization officials as well as public health officials in countries around the world very concerned, because the specific types of mutations are similar to what they've seen in the past that have made the virus more transmissible. So remains to be seen whether this will reduce the efficacy of the current vaccines, but certainly it is a reason for public health officials to be a little concerned at this point.
Do we get mutations in part because we created vaccines?
No, I wouldn't say because we created vaccines. I would say it's actually likely the opposite. It's probably unvaccinated people, because when you think about variants and mutations, these are basically defects as the virus is replicating itself, and some of those defects help the virus, some, you know, don't. And in this case, you know, this variant of concern, that Omicron that's come around, it looks like the mutations on that spike protein are increasing transmissibility of it. So it's really more unvaccinated people when the replication process occurs within people and who are unvaccinated. That's where the defects tend to occur. Vaccinated people, at least for the previous variants that were out there, which we know the vaccines are very effective, that tends to reduce the replication process,
okay,
so to speak. So more a sense of in unvaccinated people than due to vaccines.
Got it. So is this life now? Like me as a news anchor, every 6 months I'm going to announce that there's a new variant of this coronavirus?
Well, hopefully not, but it's certainly, you know, we've talked about in the past booster shots. It looks like this is going to be with us for a while. I mean, it just reminds us that even if the U.S. vaccinates its population, we get this under control in the U.S., this is truly a global pandemic. We're hearing that this Omicron variant looks like it started in South Africa and has quickly spread. So unfortunately, I think we're in for this, you know, for the next several years. Unfortunately, it's just a matter of, we have a lot more knowledge now. We do have therapeutics that help, and we do know how to kind of keep this in check. So certainly we're not where we were pre-pandemic, but when you start talking about variants of increased transmissibility, knowing how transmissible the Delta variant was, as well as concerns about vaccine evasion, that's what starts to make people get concerned. Although the companies that have generated the vaccines have said they can have a new version of the vaccine that would target this variant ready within 100 days. So that's certainly good news.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Dean Finelli, patent attorney with Cooley LLP in Washington, D.C. He's an expert on pharmaceutical-related technology. Speak on the issue, doctor, of vaccine inequity.
Right. That's a great question. And I think that this really elucidates the point that this is not, you know, we tend to think about vaccinating the U.S. Of course, you know, the vaccines were developed in the U.S. and the Western world, so to speak, the authorized vaccines. But this is a global pandemic. When we talk about sub-Saharan Africa, it's one of the least vaccinated places on the globe, although we know over 7 billion doses have been administered globally. Sub-Saharan Africa, where it looks like this mutation is coming out, we've heard about the other variant that came out of South Africa. And again, the reason for this is likely unvaccinated people. It's replicating and, you know, mutating. And, you know, so it should encourage people, especially public health officials in richer countries, to show why we need to have a global campaign against this.
Thanks, Dean. Dr. Dean Finelli with Cooley LLP.